Father, as we come into your presence today, we ask for your guidance and your leading. For those that are listening to this broadcast, we pray, thanking you for the very word of God. We lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, the one whose name is above every name, the one who paid that price at Calvary by shedding his perfect and innocent and precious blood, yet was risen from the grave on the third day and ascended back into heaven. Father, we thank you for thy Son. We just pray that you would guide us in reading and teaching of your word. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Hello and welcome. We're in John chapter 3. We're reading and studying the passage about Nicodemus. If you recall, the last time I was with you in John 3, we went through verse 3. When this man Nicodemus came inquiring of the Lord Jesus Christ of this one he saw that had done these many miracles, he saw that he must be with God, or God must be with him, rather, for him to be able to do these things. But we see that Nicodemus did not quite realize that it was not that God was only with him, but he was God manifest in the flesh, the very preeminent teaching of the book of John. How God came and dwelt in a body of flesh amongst us, this sin-sick world, that he might go to the cross of Calvary to pay for our sins is the only satisfactory payment for our sins. As Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me. Now, as Nicodemus was inquiring these things, in verse 3 we read that Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We noted that born again means born from above. Except a man be born from above, that's a spiritual rebirth. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, let's notice here, as in verse 1, Nicodemus was noted as a ruler of the Jews, a Pharisee. We see also later on in this passage, verse 10, the Lord remarks to him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? So we see it's almost a challenge or chiding this man Nicodemus to a degree. He points out, Nicodemus, you're a religious man, and you don't understand the things that I'm telling you. Could there be one listening out there today that considers himself a religious person? Maybe even someone that teaches Sunday school? Or perhaps you're going to a place that calls itself a local church, yet you may not be born again. This man, Nicodemus, was a ruler of the Jews. This man was a teacher of religious things. This man makes me think of many people today that in the religious circles of our day, people dress up in all kinds of religious garments and turn their collars on backwards sometimes and walk around with their fingers together looking like they're holier than thou, and yet they are not born again. My friend, you can look religious on the outside, but as we read at the end of the previous chapter, the Lord did not need anyone to testify of man, for he knew what was in man. He knows our hearts. He knows if we're truly born again. You know, the scripture says that as the Lord spoke to ones that were contradicting the very word that he was bringing forth, that they did not believe who he was and who he claimed to be and the message he brought. And he said, you are as whited sepulchers. You think of a grave site that looks wonderful on the outside, but as the Lord said, on the inside you're as they are, full of dead man's bones. My friend, you can be religious on the outside as Nicodemus was. You can be a ruler. You can be an unsaved person that's holding an office in a local church. You can be a deacon. You can be there because, well, maybe you have a good standing in the community. Maybe you're part of the right clubs, and maybe you make a lot of money, and and your local church is basically just a place where the wealthy people would just gather and look good. My friend, this man Nicodemus looked good on the outside, but as a whited sepulcher, a good-looking memorial or a gravesite, on the inside it looks very bad. It's just full of dead men's bones. That would speak of you and I, the Lord Jesus was telling us, that we can look good on the outside, but on the inside, if we're not born again, if we're not born from above, if we're not ones that have trusted Christ as the only Savior for our sins, Savior of our soul from our sins, I must say, then we, on the inside, are as a place of dead men's bones. You see, when we come into this world, we are dead in trespasses and sin. We're spiritually dead. I think of the illustration of how you can physically be walking around this earth looking quite alive on the outward, but it's like walking in your sleep. You're doing something physically, but you're really not conscious, are you? You think of the person who is physically walking around this earth that is not saved. You're, as the Word of God would allude to, being unregenerate. Oh, you can be a moral person and be unregenerate. That means, as born again means regenerated. A person who is not saved is unregenerate. You can be walking around physically, but inside be dead. Spiritually dead. Dead in trespasses and in sin. This is the case with Nicodemus. Oh, I'm sure he was a quite moral person. He was a Pharisee. I'm sure he was a good person. He probably gave a lot to the temple and the religious things around him. I'm sure he had a great respect of the people in the community. You think of people today that are outstanding people in the community, but the Lord knows the heart. And then if you're not born again, it's vanity. The scripture says, "For by grace through faith are you saved, not that of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." No one will be in heaven's glory boasting of, "Well, look how I got here. Look at all the wonderful things that I did. Look at all the money that I gave. Look how long my name was on that roll call membership at the local church. I was a member of such and such local church for 53 years. No, my friend, the scripture says, you must be born again, born from above, a spiritual rebirth. Now, the things that I've mentioned in this illustration are some things that are very good if you're saved. It's fine to be in fellowship at a local church if it's preaching the Word of God in truth. It's the right thing to do if you're born again. It's good to put your resources in the things of the Lord. If you're born again, it's good to help people and be a good moral person. If you're born again, it's good to be respected in the community for standing for things that are right and moral. If you're born again, you see, there's a pattern here. Being a good person without being born again in the sight of God is not good works, but dead works. They may look good to those people around you, but as far as God's concerned, without being saved, without being born again first, your works are not good works. Your works are dead works. But if we know Christ is our Savior, then the natural outflow of a person that's been regenerated in the heart will be true good works. Works that God counts as good works because they have first been born again. They have a new heart, a clean heart in Christ. They have confessed, and confession means to agree with God. To confess that you're a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This means that you have confessed, you have agreed with God that you are a sinner and that you are now someone who sees that you're lost and now are willing to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. My friend, instead of looking at your good works, Let us look. Let us look at Christ and the fact that He paid for your sin. No one else died on the cross for your sin. No one else can live a life, even yourself, to make yourself just with God. Well, this man Nicodemus had to be told up front, Nicodemus, you're a ruler of the Jews. Are you not a master of Israel? And knowest not these things. Your outward appearance is not what the Lord's looking for. He's looking for a soul that's willing to repent and turn to Him. Then when you're in the family of God and one of His children, He can use you as a piece of clay in the potter's hand. He'll use you and mold you, and then your service will be true service for the Most High God. Well, as we see in John 3, Nicodemus continues on in verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? You see, he's looking at this phrase, being born, in a natural sense. See, the natural man doesn't understand the things of the Spirit. Until the Lord deals with you by His Spirit, convicts you of your sin, and shows you your need and your condition before Him, you're going to look at things in a natural way. Here's Nicodemus thinking, well, how can I go back in my mother's womb? The Lord is telling him, you need to be spiritually born again. In verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Notice in verse 5, this is the second time He said, you cannot, in connection with the kingdom of God, unless you're born again. Notice the first time He said, you cannot, in verse 3, it says, you cannot see the kingdom of God except you're born again. In verse 5, it says, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And this time it's saying, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit. Well, that's speaking of the Word of God. Water speaks of the Word of God. We're cleansed by the washing of the water of the Word of God. And also it speaks of, here it says, the water and the Spirit. Well, of course, as we've mentioned, the Spirit of God is what convicts us and shows us our need for Christ. But we'd like to look at that again next week as we're going on these at least 3 weeks in a row on a series of Nicodemus, the man that came to Jesus by night. So join us next Sunday morning, and we'd like to elaborate a little bit on being born of the Word or the water and of the Spirit, being born again. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and the Two Roads and the Two Destinies Radio Ministry.